So we'll get started. Maybe we'll get Ricardo at some point. But tell me what's going on.
Well, I tested the scripts. I have to modify them that they have a few errors
Please leave your message for.
the beginning it was working the first time. It worked okay because apparently the scripts were run one at a time. They were not run simultaneously. So I found out that Daniel was modifying the one input data file. It was modified by the three scripts at the same time. So I had problems with that, so I had to change that so it could all work concurrently. And I modified all that, and I had the two of the scripts running. But I'm pretty confused with the last one, because I modified it. And for Bash, when you handle the floating point arithmetics, you need to what you usually do is that you send a set of parameters to the BEC calculator. So Danielle is doing that. And the script runs for a certain size of memory, of cache, but when I put 100 gigabytes, it doesn't work. And it says the same error as if I wasn't using the floating point arithmetics for Bash. So I'm pretty confused because I was looking on the internet for maybe I was overflowing, but it's the number is not that big.
I see.
That's the
I
only
don't. I don't
problem
think
I
I
have.
quite understand what you're describing. Maybe. Well, maybe we can come back to this later after you tell me all the things that you're doing. Otherwise,
Yeah.
were you able to generate any charts?
Yes, I'm generating the charts for the misses versus time, and I'm generating the charts for the workloads, working set size.
Okay. Good.
So the only thing missing is the cache size versus misses versus cache size, because I'm having that problem and I don't quite understand why.
Did you go up to a certain point at least in and beyond which it fails? Were you able to go beyond 1 gigabyte at all?
Yes, I can test it. I didn't test it like for all the possible parameters for 4 gigabytes, but because it wasn't, I mean, what you expected. So I was trying to push it as far as possible for one case at a time until I got to the biggest one. But I didn't have time to finish solving that problem. I can run it with 4, and I think 8 it may still be able to work. But I tried with 10 gigabytes and it doesn't work. So I don't know what to do in that script in particular.
And you're saying that BC is the one that's giving you an error?
The line where the BC is, yeah. And Daniel is doing what everyone else does, like echo the result of of putting the string with all the parameters on BC, pipe BC. It's supposed to work, but it says the floating point error.
Did you try that without running the script, just that echo with BC on the command line? Do you get the same error?
Oh, because that no, because I couldn't, because it's calculating with the values of the miss count that are released from the other programs.
Right, but if you could just do echo instead of piping it to BC, you would see it on your screen, right? You will see what is being echoed to BC, and then if you type that out in the shell. So you would have to modify the script to give you what is being entered into BC.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if you look at the exact format, exact string, maybe there is something wrong with that string that is going to BC, but you don't really know what that string is, right?
It's just no. I don't really know the values of the numbers that he's
It could
giving.
also be that this whatever is going into BC is the problem, as opposed to BC doing something wrong, right? We don't know which, I don't know, maybe you know already.
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, but do you understand what I'm suggesting?
Yes, printing the values to see what's going on inside BC first.
Yeah. Before, instead of saying echo X to BC, you say just echo X, so that you see it on the screen, to at least know what X is.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you have the charts where I can look at them?
I have it on my computer. I can wrap them up and send it to you by email.
Okay. Okay. So. And just for reference in the future, if you can send it to me ahead of time, then we can actually look at it during the meeting as well.
Okay.
Right. Otherwise, we waste some time. Because I really want to give you some feedback on the data that you're generating as well.
Okay.
What else do you want us to discuss then?
Well, that's pretty much what I could do because I'm also dealing with all the paperwork for my registration. I need to get all the paperwork in Venezuela, so I was kind of going in and out of the lab to do that.
Okay.
I was pretty busy with that.
What is this registration? Is a file registration?
Yeah, because the thing is that they don't release the information until this week, like at the end of this, last week or this week, at the beginning of this week. So I couldn't, I had a hole in my insurance, so I talked to Olga, and I had to go to the health and the department, and, you know, when they finally released my hold, I registered my classes, and I had to then ask for the contract that I have with you for fall, and with some other information about the graduate assistantship, I had to go to the ISSS and, you know, sit with the secretary and make this letter that they requested me in Cadiz. Because it's, apparently I'm a special case, because for when Daniel did those requests, that wasn't implemented yet. But they asked me for some extra information that they need, and the ISSS has never done that before, so I kind of have to help
them. This is for your visa?
This is for my request for the U.S. dollars to get all my savings to the United States, because I worked for a couple of years and I sold my car, but all that money I haven't been able to
move. Okay, here. I see.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm going to Venezuela too.
Ricardo is texting me. I see. So you've been busy with your travel. So what should we do today, you think? Should we...
I wanted to talk to Daniel, kind of let him know about all the scripts, leaving all the things that I've done so far, and talk to him about the new traces. Maybe make a new script that could also implement them. But
okay.
But it's right now it's working only with one type of traces,
mm-hmm.
so we need to make a second part that can extract the information.
Okay, so were you able to use any of the other traces that you downloaded?
I was trying to generate all the plots possible and then, you know, to get results to you and then implement the new traces.
Okay.
We talked last week, but first tried to make the charts and then.
Yeah. Okay. And in the plots, what do you find in the plots?
Basically, well, I haven't looked at a lot of them, but the plots seem pretty straight. The plots about Mrs. versus time. It was. the individual cache, there, which was the individual cache, will have more misses when you have a little memory than the global cache, as you suggested. So I started making the experiments from 250 megabytes,
okay,
and until the upper.
Can you repeat again what you just said? Maybe I'm not understanding very clearly.
We know that we're in the other plots, we were discussing the individual cache versus global cache, which is the unified one.
Yeah.
So what I found out is when you have less memory, the misses for individual caching are higher, and they vary it a lot. Like they make this peaks.
Okay.
So and as you increment
this is
memory
over time,
yeah.
Okay.
So when you increment that starts slowing down, like we did in the last graph was just one line and one line. So it was still high, it was still lower the global cache, but
it was very close.
But they were like flat lines. It didn't vary that much.
But they were also very close to each other. Right?
Yes. So what happens now is that they get close at some point, but as time progresses, it has peaks. Like the individual cache doesn't work at some point,
okay,
as the global cache does. So,
okay, that's at least one thing which we expected to see, and you're saying that we're seeing that.
Yeah.
And I remember last time when Daniel did the plots, he was using a cache size of 750 megabytes or something like that for his workloads.
Yes.
You using the same workloads, right?
I'm using the same workloads with less size.
So what was the size approximately that you used?
I have the right now the scripts are running to up to right now they're running 650 megabytes. So it's between 250 and 650. I have those results.
Okay, and they're all with this weird behavior for independent caches.
Yes.
Okay. Does the miss rate for the global cache change across these different sizes? What is it about?
Well, so far what I've seen is that it's a flat line.
But the level of the flat line, is it going up or?
Oh yeah, it moves, but
it does move.
Yeah, but I didn't do the analysis on that.
Okay. I'm just wondering at what point. Is at some point, let's say, give more and more cache to the global version, right? At some point, the miss rate is not going to improve anymore. That's when the total amount of cache that you have across all the hosts is sufficient to fit all the working sets.
Okay.
Across all the hosts, right? And beyond that point, your global line, even if you give it more cache, is not going to get any better. So I'm wondering if you have already reached that point at 750 megabytes or not.
Okay.
And what you're saying is maybe not, right? Yeah. Because at least 650, 550, and so on, the misses are higher. I mean, it's actually getting better as you get to 750. And going beyond that, maybe even better.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Interesting.
So it's still running. I mean, I can send the results I have right now.
What I would like you to do is to actually create an email where you specify what are the input parameters, or maybe in the figure itself, if you can create captions or legends which clearly describe what were the parameters used and label the X and Y axis clearly so that we can understand what's going on in the lines also. And in the email, maybe with each file name that you're attaching as a plot, you can tell us what you think is going on.
Okay.
I think that would be very helpful because on Friday I'll be meeting with Daniel and I want to make sure that we don't redo what you already did.
Okay.
Right. And in your absence, I'm not sure how much time we'll have to contribute remotely, but in your absence, we do want to make forward progress. So when do you come back from
Monday 19th.
Monday the 19th, so that's about 2 weeks from today, or less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks, okay. I'm only staying there an extra weekend.
Okay. So you'll not be able to attend next week.
Exactly.
But you will be able to attend the following week.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. What are the other things that you see in your charts, except this property that you just described? Do you see anything with respect to the interval of resizing the caches? So I think Daniel used 15 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
15 megabytes, yeah.
15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, 15 minutes.
Did you play with that parameter?
No, I haven't played with it. Like, what I did is just change the size of the caching, make it vary from one size to another, and I changed the time so it covered the 24 hours. What was I checked for all the traces in the FAU servers to see how many, which days they covered. So I found out that all the servers cover at least 20 days continuously. So I made the analysis run through the 20 days.
Okay. What else do you want to tell me about your findings? Anything else?
No.
That's it. Okay. Yes. All right, good. So, if you can join us on Friday via Skype, that would be good. But I mean, if you can't, that's fine too.
Yeah, I'm getting there around 10:30 a.m.
I think I have your Skype ID, right?
I added you a few months ago, but
yeah,
I don't know if you added me.
I do have yours.
Ricky
San 300.
Yeah, 3000.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my email when I was a kid.
Yeah. That's good. Whatever you can remember.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been the same ID.
I do see you on my contact list. So, mine is Raju Rangaswamy without any spaces.
I know. Yeah, I have you.
I don't have any numbers, unfortunately. I shouldn't call you. I should just send you a message so that you receive it. So you should receive a message from my account.
Okay.
So that will confirm that I can reach you and you can reach me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, great, Ricardo. Have a good time.
Thank
in
you.
Venezuela. You'll be with your family, right?
Yeah, well, I'll be just with my father and my mother.
Hmm.
And I have a wedding on Saturday. So
not yours, right?
No, not mine. No, I promise you, I'm not Ricardo, the other Ricardo. No, I won't get back here married. So they're excited about me going there because they weren't sure. These are friends of mine that are actually coming to live here in Miami. So they were pretty happy to.
They're coming to live here.
Yeah, because the one of my friends is American.
Okay.
He has a citizenship, so he wants to get out of Venezuela as soon as possible.
Why is he not already out?
Because his soon to be wife. He's a bit older than I have, like 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and she hadn't graduated yet.
Mm.
So she's just graduating like a couple months ago. They're getting married now and there.
Mm.
So I'm bringing them some stuff that they sent me, so I could bring them to them for the wedding. And that's it. That's pretty much all my plans. I have to go to the bank right away on Friday to try to solve my Kadili thing. And
okay.